Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It,
a podcast designed to help you hear things that you may have missed from the Jason and Tony program.
See, we say it again for you.
If you missed it this morning, we talked about the dangers of meth gators. I never thought that this was a thing, but I guess it is.
All right,
so if you're going to be flushing, if you need to get rid of drugs, like, say, meth, police are asking to you not flush them down the toilet. In Alabama, anyway, they're asking that. And now I'm going to ask that, too. If you are, stop, don't.
It's turned into a public service.
Apparently.
That we have to announce that.
Here's what's happening. People are doing that. And it's getting into the retention ponds at water treatment facilities.
I can't know the poisons that are in it.
I don't either.
I've had to go through help before with another kind. But there's so many poisons in that.
Yeah.
And it gets into the water and it gets into carpet. And they have to burn it down to get rid of it.
Oh, it's that bad.
It's that bad.
So when this gets into our water, like geese or whatever, they'll get in these retention ponds and then... And then you got a methed up,
you got a tweaked up bird,
goose, and let's say that water doesn't get fully, it makes it out of the treatment center somehow, and then gets into the water, and let's say a gator gets a hold of it. Well, there's a big difference, I think, between a goose on meth and a gator on meth.
It's a big old.
I mean, that
eats you difference.
I mean, that's
you don't want a methed up gator.
I feel like I could with a goose and with a stick. I could hey
stop.
Hey, get away from here, you shoo, goose shoo. On meth.
Shoo.
I don't think I'd fare well with a stick and a gator. That's on meth. I think it would end poorly. So let's just stop doing that, okay?
Well, look, that it's making meth gators. If we start flushing and all our medicines go down the drain, we could have Benadryl bass. It makes Tylenol trout. Y'all don't want it. It's ruining. It's bad for animals.
Yeah, and with rutting season on the way, you don't want any Viagra venison either. I mean... That could end up real bad. A new viral trend. I guess all I can say about these viral trends, at least they're going faster now. You know, it's like a kidney stone. They suck, but if you can pass them fast, it's all right. And that's kind of what these viral trends, because we've gone from Tide Pods. That lasted like a week or two.
Yeah, thank God. I ain't heard about that in a little while.
And then there was the ice cream licking from last week. No one's doing that anymore.
It went fast.
It went fast.
We hope.
Thank goodness. But now there's a new one, and it's not hurting anybody.
It's
just stupid.
It's strange, and it's a big thing. I didn't realize how big this is.
There are 200,000 members of a community on Reddit devoted to this new viral trend.
They got almost 13,000 Facebook friends on their page.
For some reason, the latest viral trend is stapling pieces of bread to trees. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Yeah.
People have asked why. They don't know why. There's no why.
Can't be good for the tree. And then if you're the squirrel that gets the bread and then you pull out a staple,
that's not good.
I'm going to be mad about it.
Right. I don't understand. I want to understand.
Why people staple bread to trees?
I just wonder who the first to do it. Hey, man. Let's go staple some bread to trees.
It's Saturday
all right, dude.
Night, man.
Yeah, I bet this will be a viral trend.
I think I know. I mean, if we're going to look back, and I'm sorry, y'all, I blame this on the Pokemon Go people. But the people that used to walk out in front of your cars catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just strike me
as bread staplers. If anybody out there listening is a bread stapler, we'd love to know why.
And how did it start?
Right. And why? Tony had the worst selling items during Amazon Prime Day.
Who would have thought? Starting the list, already licked Bluebell ice cream. Didn't sell much of it.
I guess not.
Pee to drinking water filtration kits. They sold real low.
I bet. They actually have those, though. Don't they?
I think that whole market right now, they're still working on it. It's a building market.
Once they get the kinks worked out, it'll boom, I'm sure.
Something else that didn't sell well on Amazon Prime Day. Truck stickers of Calvin peeing on Area 51. And, you know, I thought
Area 51 is a big deal right now.
I thought it'd be a real big seller.
Yeah.
Another flop was the dumpster juice body wash.
Smelled just like the dump.
And the last one on the least sellers, Mama June silhouette chrome mud flaps.
Linda sent in an Ask Tony. Basically, her husband is cuddling with a body pillow. She thinks that he should be cuddling with her, not a body pillow, and wants to know if he's insulting her by cuddling up with his cuddle pillow, his stupid thing, as Linda says, instead of her. And here was Tony's advice.
Dear Linda, I remember sleeping with a toy and stuff. Then that Chucky movie came out. Some kids had to have a blankie. But your Prince Charming should have grown out of that a long time ago. Grown men shouldn't have snuggle pillows. Bet he had his name on his lunchbox. And I'm sorry, I have to. I bet his dad was his Boy Scout troop leader, too. Probably had a boat they built together in one of them big old jars. Loves his Bose acoustic wave radio, don't he? Probably bought a Subaru Forester because the commercials got a kayak in them. Okay, I'll stop it. But admit it, I'm close, Linda. I say if he wants a cuddle pillow, you should draw your face on one, let him lay by it while you go looking for a man. Love, Tony.
We went 30 seconds inside a woman's head.
This is what y'all are thinking.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
My friend invited me over and we're all going to play the Jeopardy home game. I'm so good at trivia, but people hate a know-it-all, so I'll just go easy with my answers. I mean questions. Oh, see? I'm doing it already. I gotta play dumb, but not too dumb. Guys don't respect dumb girls. Or wait, do they like dumb girls? Oh, I know why they like them dumb. Well, my competitive nature is always telling me to win, so I guess I'll go home alone. I'll go home alone. A winner.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you.
Merriam-Webster. And that's who that is, right? He ain't got nothing on me.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Apollosorigiveness. Apollosorigiveness is a term married men use when they know they've messed up, but they don't know why or whether to apologize, to say I'm sorry, or ask for forgiveness. Apollosorigiveness.
Last Tony's word of the day. And the best country lyric never written.
Strum, strum.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
If you ever do chew on a woman's toes, make sure it's the right house and make sure she knows.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. I could watch videos like this 1,000 times. And I still, and they, when they come around, I still watch them. They're so awesome. There's a woman in York, Pennsylvania. Her name is Jennifer Miller. She got invited to throw out the first pitch at a minor league baseball game last week. Cool. They were honoring the troops, including her son Shane, who had been stationed in Okinawa with the Marines for the past 2 years. So that's why she got to do it. So she threw out the first pitch. The catcher caught it. The catcher took off his mask, and it was her son, Shane. They'd only been able to contact each other about once every couple of months for the past 2 years, so it was a big surprise. Jennifer said she'd seen a lot of surprise homecoming videos before, And she secretly wished that it would happen to her, but she still didn't expect it.
That's beautiful.
The best news is Shane's tour is over now. He's home for good, so they'll be seeing a lot more of each other.
Oh, she got to wrap her baby in her arms.
And that's really awesome. To Jennifer and to Shane, y'all are real good. All right, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. Jason and Tony here asking you to share and subscribe. Because it makes us feel better about ourselves.
And we need that.
This has been In Case You Missed It.